Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for streaming. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine, wherever you're watching from, however you're watching. We're so glad that you're part of Faith in the Morning. At Faith in the Morning, we're approaching our 1,000th episode, and so we're really excited about it. We have some special things planned, and we have special giveaways planned for this 1,000th episode. Now, if you want to be entered to receive a special giveaway for this 1,000th episode and be part of that special drawing, here's what I need you to do. I need you to take less than a one-minute survey that's going to help me upgrade and enhance what we do at Faith in the Morning. You see a QR code? Go ahead and scan that QR code. If you're watching on one of our TV partners, you can scan it, and it'll take you to the survey. But if you're streaming on social media or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you'll see it in the show notes or the description. Click that link. Take less than a minute. Fill out that survey so that we can know more how you like Faith in the Morning, how you receive Faith in the Morning, so we can take it to the next level. Thank you so much for streaming Faith in the Morning, and thank you so much for filling out that survey. Let's get to our faith confession today, this daily affirmation we say to remind ourselves what God has called us to do, what He has given us, and how we're supposed to make an impact in this life. You ready? Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Let's go back to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And let's start with verse 5 and backtrack. And this is where we've been focusing the last couple of days. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of love who has been given to us. And so when we understand that God loved us so much, He gave us the Holy Spirit. And when He gave us the Holy Spirit, He poured His love in our heart. The Holy Spirit is proof in your life that God loves you. So say aloud, put it in the chat. Say, the Holy Spirit is proof that God loves me. Say aloud, put it in the chat. The Holy Spirit is proof that God loves you. Why is He proof that He loves you? God didn't just want to be some far off God. He loved you so much. He made you the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit working in your life is proof that God loves you. And because you know that, we can look at these previous verses with another context. And it says that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we rejoice in expectation of God's glory showing up in our life. And not only that, but we also glory or rejoice in tribulations or in pressure. In pressure-filled situations, we make a decision to rejoice. Why? Because we know God loves us. Why? Because we know God's love on the inside of our heart. Why? We know by faith we stand in the grace of God and we have peace with God. So we rejoice in pressure, knowing that that pressure that didn't come from God, that pressure came from that circumstance or maybe an attack of the enemy or from wicked people or someone doing something stupid. Now you're in a situation of pressure. This pressure is going to produce in you perseverance, cheerful endurance. Now that you have cheerful endurance, you have patience, you have perseverance. Hebrews says that paired with faith, it will inherit the promise. But this perseverance will produce within you character. Now, what are some of the character traits we're called to emulate? Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. And so even while we're in pressure-filled situations, when we make the decision to respond the right way, and we rejoice in the midst of the pressure, and we do what God says in the midst of the pressure, we'll have cheerful endurance built within us, and we'll develop the character traits of Jesus. And when they're developed, they are stronger. Because whatever fruit of the Spirit that's in you, you have all nine, they start in a way, but they must be developed. And as you respond correctly to pressure, that cheerful endurance will develop the character on the inside of you, and that character will produce hope. So you become the most hopeful person. Why? Go back to love. The love of God's on the inside of you, and you know God loves you, and the work of the Holy Spirit producing character in you, it's producing perseverance in you in the midst of pressure. So don't give in to the pressure. Don't bow down to the pressure. Don't quit because of the pressure. Just know that God's going to cause that pressure to turn for your good. God to cause that pressure to turn something good on the inside of you, and He'll make that pressure turn around to cause wonderful things to happen around you as well. So don't quit today. Deal with the pressure. Respond with the wisdom of God. Rejoice in the face of the pressure and know that God's going to turn it for your good. Why? Because He loves you. We're out of time. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Faith in the Morning and fill out our survey. You see the link for the survey in the show notes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the description, social media, and you can scan the QR code if you're watching on one of our TV partners. I love you so much. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.